Good afternoon. Well, the Australian share market had a choppy performance today. On Wednesday, we had the ASX 200 by the end of the session dropping back by just 5 points. Now, that's a decline of 0.1%. And we had the index wrapping up the day at 5,775. And that means we largely put to one side and ignored the strong performances from US markets last night, which were up as much as 2.2%. And this is the first trading session of the holiday shortened week in the US after they were shut on Monday for the Memorial Day holiday. But keep in mind, that's not a bad outcome. We were down at one stage by about 1.2% in the early part of the session. And also, you've got to keep in mind that we had a very strong start to the week. So there were gains of 2.9% on Tuesday and around 2% on Monday as well. So we're still on track with just two trading days left in May to lift over the course of the month. Could very well be the second straight month of gains for our market, and also a very strong performance, a weekly performance as well locally. So most markets, most of the major markets, is sitting between around 10 and 12 week highs at this stage. Outside of this, looking at the US markets quickly, as I said, they jumped strongly last night. They were encouraged, I think, still by the slow reopening process that we're seeing in the global economy. The Dow Jones did finish just shy of that key 25,000 point level, and we also had the broader S&P 500 finishing just 9 points shy of that 3,000 point mark. So that's going to be important resistance levels that markets in the US will still certainly grapple with. And at the moment, futures are still pointing to a slightly better start. So we'll see what happens in overnight trade. That will certainly provide a bit of a lead in for our market tomorrow. But today was really just banking stocks that did very, very well. That was one of the reasons why the market only fell by about 0.1% rather than being down closer to around 1.1%. So the big four banks, they were up by as much as 8.5% today. ANZ certainly stood out. And those stocks that have been hit hardest in that banking space this year have been ANZ, NAB and also Westpac. They're still down by about 30% or so over the course of this calendar year so far. So those stocks are the ones that have come back most aggressively in recent weeks. Those four banks alone, they accounted for about, or added about 60 points to the ASX 200. So that certainly made a really big difference today. Outside of that, we had energy stocks, also a bit of a bright spot. That's partly because the oil price jumped about 3.5% in overnight trade. And then we also had some gains from insurers and property stocks that managed to add a little bit to the market overall.